Sunday, the 22nd of June, Rabbi Hillel Weinberg, Rav Hashem.
We just read the parsha of the Meraglim, and every one of us tries to think if we would be in the case where the Meraglim came back, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised us the best land, and the Meraglim comes and says, we saw there was so much problem, and all kind of problem. So what would we say? Would we have the Nisayon, if we would have this Nisayon of the Meraglim coming to tell us that it's not good, that Hashem promised you this land, the worst land with the wind. So every one of us thinks, for sure, I would call out the Meraglim of the Dismedresh. Hashem, he took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us the Torah. Why did he take us out? Why is he bringing us to the land? He's bringing us in order to kill us? Why should he do it? Because God knows what he's doing. So we would feel, how could it be that they was crying and they said, no, because God wants to kill us? So really, there is a Gemara in Shabbos. What I saw in the paper of Arav Steyman, it brings an interesting gemara, and I think everybody knows it. It's written in Daf Peches. Aut Duki, was it Duki? The Chazia, the Rove, the Komeayan B'Shmaite. He saw a Rove that is learning, and his whole head is into learning. The Yosef is also Didei Tutei Kare, and his finger was under his foot. The Komayetz Beud, the Komavan Dome, and he squeezed his finger. He was so into learning, so he didn't even feel it, and it was bleeding. Omalei, so the Tzduki told Rove, "I'm a Pzize. Your arm was just too fast. You don't think. You don't do something before you think. The Kadmisu, and you did already." This mistake, the kadmisu pumaychu, by your mouth spoke and before your ears odd, ludnaychu, that you said nasa v'nishma. First listen, then say if you could do it. Akate b'pzusaychu kaimaychu, you're still in the same pzizus, the same. What's pzizus? Howie. You need to ask Ibailo Lemishme, I Mitsisu Kabisu, you needed to listen to Turkish Bahu, yeah, what's the Torah? And check out, see if you could do it. Like Kabisu, and if you see that you can do it, so don't take it. Omar Lei, so Rove answered the Tzduki, Anan the Saginim Bishlimuse, there we go. Rashi says, Isalachnu Imai Betoim Lev. We go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tmimus, like people who love so on. V'somachnu olav, and we lied on him. Shelo yatenenu bedavar shelo inu chalamed bo. We loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we were so mechanem that he won't give us a Torah which we can't stand in it. So by us it's written, Tumat Sivon, Tumat Yeshorim Tamchem. Anochinshe, the Sagan Baliluse, people like you, what goes and thinks always that someone wants to do for you bad. Sibu the sellers break the mishden. So we see here Rav Steyman says it's really the thinking of the tzduki, it's crazy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Why did he create us? He created in order that we should have pleasure. In order we should have pleasure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created human beings in order that we should have pleasure in this world and the other world. Why? Because if he would want to put us in Ganim, he would want to burn us in Ganim, they could have put us right away to the Ganim. He doesn't need to give us a Torah in order that we shouldn't be able to stand and do the Torah, and then, oh, now I could give you Ganim. He could have burning us right away. So those thinking of the Tzduki, it's crooked. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you something which you can't stand by. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to me, says Rav Steyman. If I can't stand in it, why? Because he wants to burn me in the Gehenim. He could burn me anywhere in the Gehenim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only doing our good. That's the sense of Am Yisrael. That's why they say, Na'aseh v'nishma. We're sure if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his prize, giving us a present, he's giving us Torah, it's for our good. But for sure, I don't need to know if someone, if my father comes and gives me a present, clothes in a box, I don't say, 1 minute, let me check the present before you give it to me. I know he loves me, and I take it. So, but the tzduki, he had a crooked thinking. He, and Rav Steiner says, that it goes according to the midas of a person. A person who's always thinking how to cheat someone, how to knock down someone else, how to do bad to someone. So those thinking is a different kind of thinking. Well, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did he give you the Torah? He wants maybe to put you in Gehenim. He wants your son to succeed of doing the Torah. So here we see two ways of thinking. And Rashi says, Yisalachnu imoy betoim kederech oisi me'avo. From which mile? What do we need? Yerashamayim? Emune? In order to say Na'aseh v'nishma, what do we need? We need Yerashamayim, we need Emune. Rashi says we need Avas Hashem. We need to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and we love Him, and then we could rely on Him on anything. So really, that was the chet of the Meraglim. They didn't have Avas Hashem. We see in Parshas Dvorim that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Chochot Am Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'lo yavisem la'alois, that the Meraglim came back and they took me pri oret, V'lo yavisem la'alois, and you didn't want to go up, ותמרו אספרי השם אליקיכם ותרובנו בעליכם. You were sitting in your homes and you say בסינס השם ותאמרו בסינס השם ליסונו יציון מארץ מצרים. הקדוש ברוך הוא he hates us, that's why he took us out of מצרים. לא עושה יסונו בידו המוירי להשמידנו, in order to take us out and to give us in the hands of the המוירי to destroy us, to kill us. But that's a crooked thinking. What does it mean? Why did he need to do all of these oisos umaksim and take us out of Mitzrayim and do everything in order that we should be killed? Because of leaving us in Mitzrayim, they would do the job very good. They did the job good. So what kind of thinking is it? So the Torah says, because as they say, v'sinas Hashem oisonu, they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated us. So Rashi says, why did they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated us? To who are you a veskan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved you. Aval atem soinim oisoi. You hated HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated you. Moshe le'edio ito imel. Like there is a Moshe, ma de bilibok al rachmoch. You know what's in your heart and your friend, ma de bilibbe yaloch. It goes according to what you, if you want to know what's that person thinking about you, so feel what are you thinking about that person. If you think about that person that you love him, he's a good guy, so he's thinking on you the same. If you hate him, he hates you. So they feel that they were hating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hating them. So in the minute they think HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates me, so they can think anything. He hates me, man. Maybe he wants to destroy me. So really, in order that we, in our life, shouldn't have the same mistake that they had, so we need to work on knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We need to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one of the ways of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing that He loves us. That brings us Avas Hashem. That's what the Chavos Al Vavos says. Why? Because when you know that He gives you and He loves you, so you love Him back. So really, a lot of the mistake. We do the mistake in our life. Sometimes something, we have a problem in life. We have even a tragedy, lo yaleinu. So we ask, oi, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to me? Why? Well, what did I do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to me such a tragedy? And even after tragedy, if I don't have enough money to finish the month, say, "Oy vey, Akesh Baruch Hu, why are you doing it to me? Why are you doing it?" Always we say, "Akesh Baruch Hu, give me more. You didn't give me enough." We feel that if Akesh Baruch Hu would only give me another $1 million, so I would feel very good. I would buy the new car, the new house, and I wouldn't have no problems. One more $1 million. Yeah? Well, what's for $1 million for Akesh Baruch Hu? If we look, so there are two things. First of all, we need to know Akesh Baruch Hu gave us billions of dollars. Why? Where do we see it? Let's ask how much cost a pair of eyes. I was by a taxi driver, and as before, I went with a taxi driver. So he said, "You know, I was once a bus driver, and I took a whole group of wealthy people from London." In England, wealthy people, we took them to Mitzada. And they came to Mitzada, everyone went down, and I see one person sitting behind, and didn't go down. So I asked him, "Why aren't you going down to see Mitzada?" So this person told them, "You know, with my money, I could buy all of the factories of the Eretz Yisrael." He says, "Oh, very nice, but why aren't you going down?" So he says, "You know, with my money, I could buy half of the property in Eretz Yisrael." So he says, "Oh, very nice, but why aren't you going down?" So he says, "Look, I'll tell you. I have two eyes. One eye I don't see anymore. The other eye, I see a little bit, and the doctor said, like, in 2 weeks, I won't be able to see anymore. If I would have a doctor who could save one eye, and even to see with a magnified glass, I would give all of my billions of dollars to this doctor to save my eye." Which means a pair of eyes is billions of dollars. How much would it cost 2 yens? Yeah, would anyone sell his 2 yens for $10 billion? I never heard someone say yes. 2 feet, $10 billion? No one said yes. I have a heart, I have so many matones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could do everything, Baruch Hashem. Even if I would have all of the matones, Once I try to check if I wouldn't be able to bend my hands. I have hands, I can't bend it. One bend. Now there are so many bends, this way, that way. I can't bend it this way. Yeah? What would my hands do? How would I eat? How would I put on my hat? All the way up, maybe I'll fall down. One bend of the hand is worth $1 million. Yeah? More than $1 million. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us hands and feet and eyes and ears and understanding. How much would someone sell his understanding as moyach? How much would he sell it? For no money. Not possible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us already, let's say, $50 billion. Yeah? More, but at least. All of the money of Bill Gates he gave us. Yeah. Now we say, "Rabbeinu Shalom, I need another $1 million. You gave me $50 billion, yeah, another million. And why are you so bad to me? Why don't you give me another $1 million? Did you appreciate the $50 million, that $1 billion I gave you? If you don't appreciate the $50 billion they gave you, you will never appreciate whatever you are giving." My father, the Rosh Hashiva of Eish HaTorah, he says, "Eizo Oshir, Asameach B'chelkoi." Who's Oshir? Which person? Someone who's happy with what he has. Why is that Oshir? Why is that a rich person? So he explains in this way. He says, if we have $50 billion, yeah, eyes, feet, hands, Baruch Hashem, we're healthy, Baruch Hashem, we understand, So it's $50 billion, yeah. And did we get used to it? Yeah. We're looking, no, okay, what's weiter? What's missing now? Yeah. So if you got used to $50 billion, you think you won't get used to another $10 million? Which means you're usher and you say, "Oh, I need only $10 million, I'll feel, solve all of my problems." You got used to $50 billion. A soul wouldn't have eyes. He wouldn't have eyes. He was from when he was born, never saw. And comes a doctor, and he says, you know, I'll give you eyes. Or I'll give you $50 billion. What do you want? Says, eyes. I want to see the world. Okay, so he had a special medicine, and he gave them, he could start to see. He jumps of joy. He jumps. How long will he jump of joy? A day, a week, a month, yeah? What will happen after that? He'll start to say, am I dying? I don't have enough. My house is not so nice. I didn't have ice. I thought it's a nice house, but now the house is not so nice. He'll start mumbling. He'll start to say, I need more. I can't. Yeah? He forgets. He gets used to $50 billion. He got used to it, and he says, okay, and now what? So what's Oshio? Either Oshio, someone wants to be rich. So what does he say? If I would only have few million pounds, yeah, I would be great, I'd feel so good. It's a shekel. You wouldn't feel no better. Maybe you'd feel worse. Because you got used to what you have, so you get used to any money you get. So the only way that you should be Oshio is to focus on what you have. It's like his Baruch Hu, you gave me eyes. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, Rekeinu Melech Olam, Pekeach Ivrim. Baruch Ata Hashem, Matir Asurim, I could move. Baruch Hashem, Rekif Kufim, I could go, I could move, I could stand. I'm Rekeinu Tzadik Gover, I could go. So to appreciate what we have. If we appreciate what we have, so what we don't have is small peanuts. Small peanuts. So that's the way of thinking of getting Avat Hashem, to appreciate, to see what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us. And really, we Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us much more. Much more. We're talking here, even going as this $50 billion. Yeah? What did the Jew get? A Jew that he has a Torah and he has a connection with the Almighty. How much is that worth? So I'll tell you a story also with my father saying this story. There was a guy in university, a secular guy. He was handsome, he was a good guy, he had a genius mind. And everybody said, this guy will be the top professor, will be great. So one day he went in the campus of the university, and by mistake a friend had a gun, and his bullet went out, the bullet, and it touched the main brains where the atabim, where that connect nerves, and he became paralyzed, couldn't move, like for him, got no feet. And he said, "Oy vey, I lost my life, can't do anything, it was miserable, lost his life." Then he started to think. Life, what's life? Life is the end. That's life. Feet. To play football, basketball, what is that life? What's life? So, you know, he was thinking what's life, he was searching, and he found out that he's a Jew. He didn't even know he's a Jew. Found out that he's a Jew, and there is a Torah, and we could have connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, Baruch Hashem, I got this bullet in my nerves, because if not, I would never think what's life about. What's life about? Which means it pays to give your hands and your feet and your eyes and everything in order to be a Jew, in order to have connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have all of these things. Baruch HaLeikeinu Shebaranu Lichvoidoi. V'Nosan Lanu Tzei HaSemes. He gave us Tere. And we, the miserable, why? Because a few thousand pounds, we can't finish, we have overdraft in the bank, and I can't go, I can't do, I can't buy my new car. It's insane. So the way is, what's the way? Lemaise. Yeah, everybody knows it. I wasn't a Haddish nothing. Everybody knows all what I said. Yeah. So how do we do it Lemaise? How do we focus on the good things we have? So my father, the Rosh Hashim Avei Shaper, says, you need to work on it. You need to work on it. Without work, it won't help. How do we work on appreciating what you have? So he says, take one day and write down all of the good things you have. Rabbis, teeth, clothing, house, car. Write down a whole list of things which you have. And then for 30 days, add one thing. Well, I have another thing. For 30 days, add another thing. And afterwards, after 30 days, to sit down every day and try to measure what's more, eyes or hands. What if I would have a choice, either eyes or hands? Well, which would I choose? It's probably eyes. Hands or feet? What would I choose? Some say hands, some say feet. Hands or core? For sure hands, yeah. Feet or house? For sure feet. So you start to appreciate. One minute. My hand is more than a house. My feet is more than two houses. And you start to appreciate what he has. And that will give him Avas Hashem. Will give him love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, we see in the parasha something what after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that no one of this generation will go into Am Yisrael and to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. A minute before, everybody was crying, we want to go back to Mitzrayim, and why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing to us? A minute after, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no one is going into Eretz Yisrael, they started to cry, and they said, no, why, we want to go up. Yeah. We'll go up and we'll make a war and we'll win. Yeah? Suddenly, everything is okay. Why? You were trying to, you're afraid to go into the Eretz Yisrael. So what happened now? Just when we take away of someone what he has, then he starts to appreciate. Then he starts to appreciate. And two, when you take away, he doesn't appreciate it. My father said, and we live in Eretz Yisrael, he said if it would be a law of the Israeli government not to learn any more Torah, why would the boys go underneath ground and learn Torah, Yomim V'Laila, you wouldn't need a Mashgiach, you wouldn't need no one to save on them, they're going to feel snappish. Why? Because when you take away of someone, he appreciates, I have this great matone. So really, Chas v'Shalom, why should we wait until when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away? He won't take away Bezrat Hashem, yeah? But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take away for one day your hands, and then you say, give me back my hands, yes, I'll be happy for my rest of the life. Do it now. I heard a nice story of Rabbi Michal Zilber. Rabbi Michal Zilber, he says, the Daf HaYomi and the Kol HaDaf, Kol Ha. So he said that once a guy came to shul and he said, tomorrow morning I'm doing a kiddush. Tomorrow morning. And he said, and he mazel tov, grandson, what did you have? He said, by the kiddush I'll tell you anwa. Tomorrow morning he put a tzettel, tomorrow morning everybody is invited to a kiddush. Everybody started to ask, did you hear anything? Did you know anything? Why did you do a kiddush? He said, tomorrow by the kiddush I'll tell you. Okay? They wait, they want to know, everybody comes to the kiddush. And they say they make kiddush, and he says, you know why I'm doing the kiddush? Because I met yesterday an old friend of mine that I saw him going with a stick, and he's a young guy, and I asked him what's this. He says, you don't know, don't ask. I had a car accident and smashed my feet and I couldn't walk for 4 months, and then another 4 months until when I started to walk. Now, Baruch Hashem, it's almost all better. So now I'm doing a kiddush. I didn't have a car accident. I didn't smash my feet. I didn't be in the hospital for 4 months. Baruch Hashem, everything is okay. Why should I wait? Chalila, Chas v'Shalom, something should happen, and everything. Baruch Hashem, because Baruch will save me. Then I'll do the kiddush. Let's do the Kiddush right away. Mm-hmm. So that's the point. The point of Aras Hashem to do every day a Kiddush. There is a big Rabbi Mintzvah, he's the head of Matmidim in Yerushalayim. He says, really, every day we get up, we should do a Kiddush. Baruch Hashem, everything is working, we should do a Kiddush. That's what to do a Kiddush every day. So at least when you drink a cup of coffee with a piece of cake or something in the morning, feel, okay, this is small Kiddush for today. Make a Kiddush. But then you appreciate of what you have. If you're always thinking, what else? What I need? Where am I going? So you will be miserable. And that's really the secret of happiness. The secret of happiness. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. On? On 5 minutes. So I'll tell you something that really disturbs us to get happiness. My father, I'm saying stories about my father because that's what I know, and Eishat Torah, he's giving back thousands of people. So it comes up, and once there used to be maybe someone, the Meir Schuster. The Meir Schuster is the famous guy who goes down to the Kaisen and gets a student, and he tells them, you want to see a yeshiva? Come eat lunch in a yeshiva. Well, the student is going touring. Okay, let's see a yeshiva. So he brings them to my father, and my father has like 20 minutes to convince this boy to stay for 2 weeks. He knows that if he will stay for 2 weeks, then he will get it and he will change his life. But how do we get him to stay for 2 weeks? So he tells him like this. He asks, what would you prefer? Happiness? Or to be a happy person or a rich person? Well, what do you prefer? Everybody says, some say I want both. Yeah. So he says, okay, I didn't ask you if you want both. Yeah, you have either happiness or rich. So everybody says happiness. Happiness, what's worth money if I'm not happy? So my father told him, happiness, if you stay 2 weeks, we'll give you a course of happiness. You'll be happy for the rest of your life. So he says, oh, that sounds interesting. I would like to do it. I can't do it. I can't. Why? My father asked him, what's the problem? He said, I have a ticket to go back to America tonight. I have a ticket. So my father says, you know, you could call the agency and change the time of the ticket. It's not the end of the world. He says, yes, I will do it. But on Sunday, my university is starting, so I can't be late for university. So my father told them, you could send an email at the university that you will be late 2 weeks. Nothing has happened. He says, yes, I would also do this. But my grandmother has a birthday of 70 years old, so I need to be in the birthday. She will be upset if I don't come. Oh, so my father says, too bad, because I forgot to tell you that whoever takes this course on happiness gets $10,000 of the American government. Why? Because they want happy people in America. So they give $10,000 for whoever goes through the course of happiness. They said, yes, where do we sign up? Where do we sign up? I said, my father says, what sign up? You can't. What's with your ticket? I said, my ticket, I'll go to the agency, we'll change it. What's with the university? I'll send you an email, I'll send 2 emails, everything. What's with your grandmother? Oh, she will forgive me. My father asked him, tell me, is $10,000 rich? Is that a rich person who someone who has $10,000? No, not rich. So when I ask you if you want to be rich or happy, you say you want to be happy. It's better than to have billions of dollars. And then when I offered you to stay for 2 weeks or to get happiness, well, you can't. I gave you just $10,000, everything is okay, you can stay. You're mixing yourself up. I'll just say shortly. So my father says, so the guy really doesn't understand himself. So my father tells him, I will explain you. You have a body and a soul. The soul wants happiness. The body wants money, wants to sleep, wants just oilamad. So when you ask me if I want happiness or money, so my soul says, yes, happiness. But when you tell me to stay for 2 weeks, so my body says, that's to sit down 2 weeks and listen, it's too hard for me. So my body starts to speak up, I can't because of this, I can't because of that. But the minute I gave I said, I'll give you $10,000, so the body stayed in the side and said, okay, you can do it. And then the soul will allow you, the body allows you to go for what the soul wants. So the boy says, now I understand myself. So, okay, so my body really wants richness. So my father asks him, now, think to yourself, are you a body or a soul? Who are you? Yeah, your body wants money. Your soul wants happiness. Meaningful life. Now, who are you? You identify yourself as a body or as a soul? If you identify yourself as a soul, so go for happiness, go for meaning, go for understanding. If you're a body, so you're like an animal outside. So that is the push. So to start to think really by the soul, let's learn about it. So Pishboku Shadeyal, so really we should know the game of happiness. We should always be happy and always thankful to Pishboku and all the presents he gave us.
Yeah.